You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel is in Israel this week, the subject of talks with Israeli leaders, Iran, a nation the U.S. does not speak to directly. Once among the closest allies of the United States, Iran has had no diplomatic relationship with the U.S. since 1979, when Iranian students stormed the U.S. Embassy in Tehran to take American diplomats hostage. Since then, without formal relations and amidst nearly constant sanctions, including freezing of assets, the U.S. has attempted to influence Iran's behavior in the region and its development of nuclear weapons. It has had very limited success at best. Iran's nuclear program has continued forward, and if anything, Iran's influence in the Middle East has grown significantly, especially since the U.S. invasion of Iraq. A new report by the Iran Project, backed by senior American officials, argues that sanctions against Iran are backfiring, though, and not reinforcing diplomatic efforts. Sanctions are causing corruption, repression, and alienation among Iranians towards the United States. Ambassador Thomas R. Pickering and Congressman Lee H. Hamilton were among the high-ranking signatories of the Iran report. They're both here with us today to discuss the project. Ambassador, Congressman, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ambassador Pickering, what is your principal objection to the sanctions regime? Has it been misapplied or is it misguided from the beginning?
No, the principal concern that we had was that sanctions were on what you would call fast forward and negotiations were on a slow track. And while we saw the disadvantages of sanctions, we also thought that it was important that the negotiating track be pushed ahead to complement the pressure and speed on the sanctions track. And we did put out some of the disadvantages, as you recited here, of the sanctions, particularly sanctions operating alone in the expectation that they alone, without negotiations, might produce some very useful result. We thought that that was misguided and perhaps misperceived.
Congressman Hamilton, do you think that it is a failure of political will in the United States on some level that we don't have formal diplomatic relations with Iran or aren't speaking with them directly on these important subjects?
I don't think it's a political will. There's hardly another country in the world that we've had more difficulty with than Iran over a period of decades. The administration today would say that they're on a dual track. One is sanctions and the other is negotiations. What we argue for in this report, as Tom Pickering has suggested, is a greater commitment to the diplomatic track before we move to a military track. Now's a good time to test them, and we think diplomacy, properly carried out, vigorously, robustly carried out, will have a greater chance, by no means a guarantee, a greater chance of getting what we want in terms of our long-term goals. We think the current reliance on sanctions is disproportionate, and we want enhanced diplomatic effort. We don't want to replace the pressure track. We just want to see an enhanced diplomatic effort.
I'm just wondering, though, if the administration has a real tin ear to history. Both of you gentlemen were active working as foreign policy advisors, diplomats, lawmakers during the South Africa experience, where constructive engagement was the word. Diplomatic relations and sanctions, everything working together. There was no question of breaking formal diplomatic relations with South Africa, and we know how that turned out. Ambassador Pickering?
Well, relations were broken over the hostage crisis back in 1979. That's a different issue. It also takes two to tango, and in that sense, there has been reluctance on the part of Iran. They have domestic politics. They have their own thesis and their own ideas and their own fears and, indeed, some of their own deep misperceptions about us and about the world and about where things are going. I wouldn't beat up on the administration. I think the administration has moved too slow, but they have moved gradually. And you'll see the pace of negotiation since the beginning of 2012, even if it's only a process, has shown a little more speed and a little more continuation, a little more persistence. And we're moving toward a situation where perhaps there's more possibility initially to stop things like higher enrichment, 20% enrichment by Iran, which is puts them in a position to move rapidly in a breakout scenario toward a weapon. So we're in the early stages, I think, of shaping a process. I'd like to see it move a little faster. I'd like to see a little more forthcoming this year, but we have domestic politics, and this is a divisive issue in the United States, and the president, on the one hand, certainly is dedicated to stopping this effort, and that sanctions is the best way to do so, as Congressman Hamilton has said, but it is necessary to show sometimes a little more leg in negotiations to make things move ahead, and there have been useful, I think, ideas back in February from both sides that are seemingly not there yet, that at some point the U.S. and Iran are going to have to talk bilaterally and alone about these things, and that would be very, very important to moving things ahead.
That's Ambassador Thomas R. Pickering. Congressman Lee Hamilton, before we go, are you confident that there is enough diplomatic leverage in place to have sufficient influence on Iran to prevent something like a unilateral Israeli action to prevent the development of nuclear weapons in Iran?
We don't know if there's enough leverage, but look, the option here is military action, and that will lead to war, unintended consequences, and very great difficulties. Nobody looks upon that option as very desirable. We have an opportunity here using constructive engagement. We've been through this debate many, many times before. Don't talk to China. Then we started talking to them. Don't talk to the Soviet Union. Then we started talking to them. Don't talk to South Africa. Then we started talking to them. All right, don't talk to Iran. We hear that often now. We think we better start talking to them and see if there is any opportunity with a extended discussion with Iran to reach a negotiated settlement that reasonably meets our objectives. We think that's possible with robust diplomatic efforts now.
They are both signatories of the Iran project that's critical of the sanctions regime against Iran in U.S. policy. Lee Hamilton, former member of the U.S. House of Representatives. Thomas R. Pickering, retired U.S. ambassador. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much, John.
Thank you.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.